Tiffany opened her eyes. There she was, a few feet away from herself. She could see the back of her own head. It had been a shock the first time she'd done this. It felt as if she were stepping out of her body, but still had a sort of ghost body that could walk around. But Miss Tick had said that a witch had to know how to stand apart, and that she'd find out more when her talent grew. Anyway, for now it was a good trick when you didn't have a mirror. Carefully, she moved around the room until she was in front of herself, looking herself up and down. She had a new dress on, pale green. Of course, it was bought big so that she'd grow into it, but it'd have to do. And she could see the pointy hat on her head, though she had to look hard for it. It was like a glint in the air, gone as soon as you saw it. That's why she'd been worried about the new straw hat, but it had simply gone through it as if the new hat wasn't there. It was invisible, except in the rain. However, she could touch it any time, provided she shut her eyes. She'd been given it by the greatest witch in the world as a kind of reward, because Tiffany had done magic, serious magic. Before she'd done it, she hadn't known she could, and after she'd done it, she hadn't known how she had. Now she had to learn how. "Tiffany!" her mother shouted up the stairs. "Miss Tick's here!" "See me not," she said. And the vision of her, or whatever it was, vanished.